Just a few more halachot in the laws of Bikur Holim that we began discussing in yesterday's halacha. The Gemara in Berachot discusses a concept of Ben Gilo, that if a Ben Gilo goes and visits a sick person, they have the ability to remove 1/60th of the sickness, just by his presence being there at the bedside. So the question is, what is a Ben Gilo? So that she explains that it's somebody that is born under the same mazal as the sick person. Now, I don't know if there's any way for us to determine if we are born under the same mazal and constellation or not, but there is a chance that we are. And therefore the mitzvah is to go visit. Even just being there has an ability that the person that's there takes away a 60th. That's the way the Gaon Mevilna explained when Yaakov Abinu got sick, and his son Yosef went to visit him. So it says, after Yosef came to visit him, the Pasuk writes, Vayeshev Yisrael, Yaakov Yisrael became strong, Vayitchazek Yisrael, Vayeshev Alamita. And he sat Al Hamita. So the Gaon says, the gematria of the word Hamita is 59. He, mem, tet, he. 59, because now he only had 59 parts left of his sickness, because Yosef was the Ben Gilo of Yaakov Abinu. So you see, that's one concept. Furthermore, the second principle is that one must pray for the sick person when he visits. According to many poskim, if one went to visit the sick and did not pray, he did not fulfill the mitzvah. So the question is asked, can you fulfill the mitzvah bikur cholim over the telephone? Which means if the whole purpose is to pray, so I could call up the patient and say, Bezat Hashem, Shavit Fuash Shedema, etc. So Hakam Avadya, as well as Rav Moshe Feinstein, both talk about this question, and they both say that really you don't fulfill the mitzvah Bikur Cholim over the telephone. Why? Because the main prayers are to be said in front of the sick person. Why? Because the halakha says that Shekhinah rests by the sick person. So much so that the divine presence is by the sick person. Halakha says that when one stands in front of a sick person, he shouldn't stand by his head, because that's what a Shekhinah is. He should stand a little back. Furthermore, Shulchan Aruch says when one visits the sick, one should cover his hair. Oh, it's customary that those that wear a hat to be dressed as if they're standing in front of Shekhinah. And since the Shekhinah is indeed in front of the sick person, Halakha also says one who normally does not pray in Aramaic, because our tefillot are usually taken up by angels, and the angels don't understand Aramaic, so we have to pray in Lashon HaKodesh. However, in front of a sick person, you can even pray in Aramaic, because Borei Olam is in front of the sick person directly. Therefore, says the poskim, a prayer on a telephone is not as advantageous as a prayer in front of the sick person. A prayer on the telephone, you need the angels. However, a prayer in front of the sick person, the Shekhinah is there. Therefore, it's a more serious prayer. Furthermore, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says that when you're in front of the sick person, you can see his pain. And therefore, you can pray much harder. So therefore, the halakha, while it's gemilut hasadim to call somebody on the telephone when he's sick, but the mitzvah bikur cholim, either because of the Ben Gilo aspect of it, or because of the tefillah aspect of it, and the Shekhinah is in front, therefore one should make an effort to go. It comes out according to what we're saying. A person can travel all the way to a far off place to visit somebody, and bring him flowers and cards and all that, but if he doesn't pray, he does not fulfill the mitzvah.